Bane Bainbridge Cohen, when I first came to teach at Mount Holyoke. So I had formed a small dance company with a group of choreographers, and we moved from Seattle to Mount Holyoke, and I taught there for 3 years. And I had heard that Bonnie was in the area in Amherst, and I had a student with a knee injury, so I had Bonnie come to present, I guess, in my anatomy class, to present something. And I just remember her holding the student's knee and saying, well, if you have surgery, then you have the limitation of the human experience. I'm probably not saying this quite right. But basically, you're undercutting the evolutionary heritage of the knee, and you're reconstructing it in a way that's from this lifespan. Right. And I was intrigued what that evolutionary heritage of movement is that creates our structure and our form. It wasn't unusual to me because I was trained in anatomy with Dr. John Wilson, who always demonstrated the evolutionary history of the body when he was teaching the skeleton. So he definitely went through the salamander and all the way through bipedal alignment and the multidimensionality of the human being. So it was a partnering of John's work, very profound, wonderful work at the University of Utah, with, you know, a new colleague. And then Janet was doing authentic movement, Janet Adler, in a studio in the basement of the church in South Hadley, where Mount Holyoke was, but I never met her. And Nancy Starksmith and Steve Paxton and Lisa Nelson were all in Northampton working, you know, on the quarterly and also developing in their different ways their relationship to improvisation. So I became a colleague in this triad, primarily with Bonnie and Janet. So I would take some classes, but we were all interested in each other's work. Bonnie was interested in my work as a choreographer, and I was interested in Janet's work in the unconscious, and then, you know, Janet was interested in Bonnie's. So I took many classes, but I was never a student or, a full-time BMC practitioner.
Right.
And my experience was I needed to go for 1 or 2 days, and then I needed to go process it for a year. And when I would go for a full long workshop, I would have dreams of my head swelling so much that my dream therapist actually said, I don't think this is so good for you. Because I'm pretty thinky, and the material was, you know, quite profound. And so I would try to balance it with my performing life. But all three threads have stayed throughout my life. And I think we all consider each other colleagues on this long lineage of investigation about how one understands what it is to be human in a body on the planet at this particular time with colleagues and collaborators. Very rich exchange. There are certain moments I can name of investigations with Bonnie that were totally central to my understanding my body and my heritage, and the same in authentic movement. You probably could too, you know, like there's a list of moments that, oh, I get this. One of those was we were doing a shoulder girdle. I just taught the shoulder girdle together in our class, and we were doing a slow investigation of the shoulder girdle, and then I think my right shoulder seized up, and then my left shoulder seized up, and then my spine seized up, and then it went down my leg, and it finally got out to the ground, and it was, you know, weeks of a process. And I really understood the interconnectedness of the body and that change in one place is woven through the whole structure. It's different when you encounter it physically, especially if you're a performer and you're, you know, trying to stay on top of everything all the time. But instead of being afraid of that process, it was, I was interested. What was changing, and what did it have to move through in order to find its full expression? I think I learned that from Bonnie. Kind of patience with, and a kind of trust in the intelligence of the body. I think that's something we
share. To listen to the full audio of this interview, and to learn more about the Somatic Visionaries program, please visit ritualandresearch.org.